as the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone hath my heart desire, so I long to worship you. Everybody else sing the Holy Ghost. Se bandana na se piro se po. Chaque tol and the tele pose molante tolata tate. Imbrola marano zamananti toca vivo simio. Improcha cantatanta limpo pante tolata tate. La bala 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 za pile rosa pale mo kati po papa korate zota le pola zota katota zote vo. You alone at my desires. Jesus, Lord, is our heart cry tonight. You alone, you alone, you alone, you alone, you alone. It's just you alone, you alone, you alone we want to live for. You alone, you alone, you alone. Oh, thank you, Lord. Peter forsook all, he followed you. You alone I want to serve. Your gospel is my priority. Your gospel is my priority. Huh? Why you died and rose again is my priority. Why God became a man. Why he died on the cross. Why he died and rose again and rose again and rose again. This is my priority. This is my priority. Why he ascended to the right hand of the Father. This is my priority. You alone, you alone, you deserve it all. Yeah, you deserve it all, you deserve it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you deserve it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve it all. Oh, my last you deserve it all, you deserve it all, you deserve it all. Oh, Malama, so much power, so much power. So much power, so much, so much, so much power. So much power. Malizo fite to la rosate. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Joshua, come. Malo zapilose totao. Ke protramalino zimala mala 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 mozo pate tote. Malemo zema kanti to canto la zovate. Ma pala teto taco sapota ta 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 te 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 te. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Malero se pota ta te te. Malio mateto livo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Soon. Soon. Soon, huh? I see the world soon for you. Soon you shall see all that the Lord has said concerning you. All you are thirsty for. Soon you shall see them in manifestation. Yeah, Mano, so man roste getava said to Palinda de day. You stay in the place of importunity. You stay in the place of I'm taking nothing less than who I am in Christ. Soon you shall see it all in manifestation. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Oh, strength, no, 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 no. Oh, he's the Elion. Yeah, he's the Lord Most High. Oh, we call him Jesus Christ. Oh, the only one who can say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. The man on his so vitato tato. Oh, tato palo so foriste ghetto. Oh, the only one who can save. And he did it perfectly for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, let's have a seat. Lord Most High. Jesus Christ is the only one with the ability of salvation. He's the only one who can save. Oh, that's why we sing of him. That's why we call him the Most High. Because what he has done, no man can undo. Oh, the only one who can save. That's the meaning. But he calls us. Kilimantis to veke purante kola so fate voli se voli to tato ste vali da 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 ha! Liro si vola te tali so da 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 so da te to sta da da di oh pali ro kato la so fate. Same ministry is mine today. Same ministry is mine. Just lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Mane uzi intendenene your right hand. Mane uzi fate. Kotate tota tota kotate, this is who you are. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ to proclaim the message that saves. Oh nani donas to gatete, oh nani shovale mani nana mane koste vote kore zofate tota toze. Po papa te kola so vala vana na 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 shevo date koraste te ta to ta 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 po papa te kolantis tu gelbanti ke pakate non sa kapante kaposte ke pante te dosh. He has called you an ambassador of the New Testament. So you are, so you are. Ooh, your right hand worketh wonders. Your right hand worketh wonders. Satina mana mana zete. All the signs of the gospel you will see. Oh, thank you, Father. There is power in the hands of these ones. There is power in the hands of these ones, of these ones, of these ones, of these ones. Yeah, because Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Yeah, you can bring down the hands. I'll press some things into your hands. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. This ministry is yours. Ensure you receive it. We are praying together. Ministry is yours. Ensure you receive it. Ensure. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Thank you. Good evening. Oh, hallelujah, Vaso. Thank you, Father. How was work, Ezekiel? Sister AJ, long time. Huh. Almost five years ago. Nice seeing you again. Mr. Tessy, how was work? How was today? Okay. Ready for the word? Your Bibles, your book, writing materials? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please don't forget all the words we just said. They are words of God. They are utterances of the Spirit. This is how we direct our life. This is how we control the things that pertains to the Spirit that we have received. Don't take lightly the words that have been said to you. Even the words that you have received yourself, don't take them lightly. Don't take them lightly. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Everybody? Yeah, we are continuing today in walking the spiritual as part two. You know, finally, now I have a team, right? Walking in the spirituals. Walking in it. We're not actually teaching the spirituals right now. We're just teaching walking in the spirituals. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 1 and 2. Now, I read from here. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Say, I have this ministry as I have received mercy. So from that place, does a Christian need mercy? Amen? See it again. Can we read it together? Verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Hallelujah. Praise God. So why will a Christian be crying, Lord, have mercy on me? Come on. Believe the word. The mercy is there. Abi? It's there as you have received mercy. In fact, he even said he gave you ministry because mercy is already available. That's a lot. That means head or tail, you always win. Amen. Praise God. That means you even received mercy before he gave you ministry. So don't think God will throw you away for a ministry not well done. No, you have received mercy. I have received mercy. And with this mercy, I do ministry well. Amen. Now, see verse 2. Can we take this verse 2 together? Between I said, let's take it together. I love to hear your voice. Verse 2. Everybody want to go? But I've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God. Stop there. He said, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Pick your Bible, write this down. When you see the word, but I've renounced, I need to teach you something here. But I've renounced. It's a Greek word that is spelled A-P-E. Please write it down. You will need it. A-P-E-I, then P-O-M-E-N. I spell it again. A-P-E-I-P-O-M-E-N. Yeah, let's pronounce this as usual. A-P, no, that's not where I'm going. A-P-E-I-P-O-M-E-N. M-E-N, yes. People men, something like that. Yeah. Okay, now, funny enough, this word is only used once in the Old New Testament. And this is the only place it was used like that. It means to speak of. To speak of. Like to speak of, like to boldly proclaim. Actually, it's a compound word. To boldly proclaim and announce what you will not do. So see, I give this, and you know the word. Dishonesty there actually is a Greek word that means acume. It means shame of disgrace. And in some of your passions, even add shame there, right? Hidden things of what? Of shame. So. In ministry, please write this down. In ministry, you must not only be loud about the things you will do. Like, yes, I will heal the sick. I will take the gospel all around the earth. I will do this. I will do that. I will bring thousands, millions to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is good. But Paul says we have renounced some things. We speak of some things. Meaning you will also be loud on the things that you will never do. The same way you are saying, I will heal the sick, we will also be saying, I will not merchandise God's blessings. Stuff like that. Somebody with me today? Are you with me? Are you listening? So it's not only about what I will do. It must be clearly written, this and this I will not do in ministry. This and this, I will not use the power of God to do. It's like a mission statement. Say, I will be loud on the things that I will never do. See, it's like Jesus knew that days like this will come. And he said something. Go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10. It's like Jesus himself knew that days like this will just come one day. Like, that things will just, ministry will just become decanary and people are in it for different reasons. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Read this together. Everybody, one, two, go. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. We read that again, everybody. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Please, think about it. Just peruse the Old Testament. Just think about everything from Moses, all the people that worked miracles. Do you see anybody that actually merchandise God's blessings? Think about it. Elisha, Elijah, think about them, all of them. Do you see anybody that says, give me money, then I will bless you? Think. Don't think about that one that Elijah said. That one is not. He simply said, do for me first. It's not. Amen. Think. Anybody like that? So why would Jesus say this? It's actually prophetic. Why would Jesus be saying, freely you have received, will freely give? Like some people have been selling it before. Now, freely there actually is a Greek word that is D-O-R-E-A-N, Doreen, Abi. D-O-R-E-A-N. It means undeservedly you have received. It means with gratitude you have received. Gratitudously. Something like that. It means undeservedly you have received this thing. So undeservedly too, you give. That means you don't deserve it when you are given. So don't think that God's blessings are for those who deserve it. You know, I remember in my place of work just like a few months ago. The pastor has cried and cried. They need maybe just 200 pounds in church to do some stuff. He has cried. He has talked. People did not answer. He now went to a young woman. Now brought the man. That was around the church close to my place of work. And the man came. And when the man finished giving them what they call Rema, now say, if you want to connect with this blessing, bring 500K. The church that everybody cannot contribute small money, come and see how many people are coming out for 500K. Why? When the easy one is not working, they use the advanced method. You understand? No, at times I tell some people, I say, even you people, you are the people that are even making some pastors to, in quote, backslide. Some pastors will have done some terrible things, but when they beg some Christians, amen, amen. Don't worry, I'm not teaching about giving today. Amen? So, he says, undeservedly you have been given. Tell somebody beside you, say, you lambanoed it freely. So, the dominion is too freely. What's lambano? Receive, right? Remember, I said you shall receive power. You shall what? Lambano power. So, to give is to what? Didomi. D-I-D-O-M-I. That's Greek. So, it says, freely have you lambanoed. Freely didomi. That was what he's saying there. That means freely you are given. Freely give. So the gift is for the undeserved. The gift is not sentimental. There is only one condition for you to use the gift of the Spirit. There is only one condition for you to be a blessing. Who can tell me the condition? There's only one condition. Sir? Availability. Yes. You said believed. Yes. Like, if I have food here, if God said I have so much food, what is the condition for me to give you food? Sir? No. So, No. Okay. Now leave God now, okay? Leave God. Now God has given you right. God, I have 10,000 naira here. What is the condition for me? Or what is the requirement? What is the only determinant for me to just give it out to somebody? Ask. Don't use the word ask. Need. That means, when I was talking about food, as long as somebody is hungry, what should I do? Give him. There's a need. So what is the condition for you to flow in the spiritual? Is it that the person, before I can heal the sick, the person must be a Christian? No. It's the own discovery you receive. That's how miracles happen anyhow in crusade ground. Huh? Because some of them, you will eat them finish. They will tell you, receive this one. They will say no. I've not seen stuff like that before. Plenty. You will minister to people in the name of Jesus, be delivered. You vomit all the rubbish. So Jesus actually died for you. My father is a Muslim. I can't leave that one. And the sickness that you have been battling with for years, they will just remove it. But you know, that's the nature of God. Hallelujah. Yeah? He just gives. He just wants to bless. He doesn't bless people because they will receive the gospel. He's just a good father. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5. Everybody, open your Bibles. Matthew 5. Are you with me? Let me go slow like this for understanding sake. From verse 43. Let me read 43. You read 44 for me. We continue like that. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. 44. Everybody want to go? Verse 45, everybody, yes? Is that clear? So, who are the people that God bless? Is it only the just? No. For he sendeth his rain upon the just and... Luke chapter 6. Oh, thank you, Father. Luke chapter 6. Let me read from 32 to 34. You read 35 for me. Say, for if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. 34. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. 35. Everybody, want to go? Hallelujah. 36, that's it. Be therefore what? Merciful, as your Father is also what? So if you see somebody that, in fact, if you saw a woman that came to pour, let me use the word juju, charm on your door, maybe the door of your office, so that when you step on it, something should happen to you. Do you have enough right to now go home and say, go back to church and say, Father, give me a prayer point now. Have you not been there before? Attack my attacker. Fight them. Kill them. Waste their blood on Lokoja Express. You know, I've heard Christians pray terrible stuff like that. Say, God, waste their blood. And they will say they are talking. When you now confront them, they will now say, I'm only referring to the demon in charge. Does demon have blood? Say, I am as merciful as my Father. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have evil to give. I only have good things to give. See, is that simple? No, you know, if you just believe the scripture, it will save you from several prayer points.
You just hear a prayer from just now. This now is not of God now. Simple. You just so simply believe the word. And this is why some people actually experience power failure. Please write this down. Write this down. The power of God does not flow in atmospheres of condemnation. Write it down, please. The power of God does not flow. It doesn't flow. Because it's the spirit of justification that provides the power. The power does not flow in atmosphere where condemnation is reigning. It doesn't. I tell you the truth. I've been under Pastor Adeboye several times, Pastor Kumi several times. Especially Pastor Kumi. That is the one I can tell you very well. Like, I'm a veneer of African White Crusade. African White Crusade. Ah, that the one that you try to do from, you know it, sir. Thank you. That is the one that Papa will be somewhere. He will pray, and everywhere in across Africa, they will be sending text messages. Ah, wow, miracle happened there. See, when Papa is preaching holiness, his holiness, follow peace with all men, everything. Yes, we are doing this. Papa is saying his own. But when it is time for Papa to do miracle, I can't forget his words. He will say, if you are there and you are blind, don't worry, a black man is standing before you. When you hear the name of Jesus, just open your eyes. He will say, when you hear the name of Jesus, shake your heart. Do you get what I'm saying? He won't add, shake your heart at that moment. He won't add, if you hear the name of Jesus and you know you are holy, you will receive it. No, they know that nothing will happen if they say that. In the place of miracle, they will just declare it. That when you open your eyes, you will see a black man just be healed. Hallelujah. And you will see it happening. And you will see it happening. When you really want to pray, you will say, I know I am called of God. Ah, he will just tell you that I am called of God and I'm here right now to bless you in the name of Jesus. They will leave all those laws. At that time, they will leave everything. Say the power of God does not flow in atmospheres of condemnation. So we have said the gift is for the undeserved. The gift is not sentimental. So now, to where we stopped on Sunday, the supernatural is as simple as what? Trusting God. How many of you remember that? And that's what we dealt with on Sunday. That walking in the spirituals, how do I just get to the street and I get a man filled with the Holy Ghost? How can a man come to me that, my child just died. What can I do? You just trust God. It's nothing else. It's simply to trust God. Say, I trust the word of God. Say, I am who I am. Because the word said so. Hallelujah. Say with me, say God can be trusted. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. See, God adds some characters, you can write this down too. Salvation makes us to see who God is. Mm-hmm. Like, the character of God is only known when you look at salvation. So if you want to know how the gift of the Spirit will keep flowing non-stop, what should you first look at? Look at salvation. Hallelujah. You know, we are still going to do about 100 series of salvation here in this church. You need to trust me. 100. We just start and we don't stop until 1 to 100. Yes, then, like our pastor, we take a break. Maybe we take a break of a few months. We start again. Do you know salvation is a ministry? We will so much teach it, but you know the people that we teach it, we want them first to come in. Hallelujah. I mean, the people that we teach. Amen. Every day, salvation. They don't say, sir, sorry, sir, we are saved now. Why are you teaching us salvation? Amen. No, salvation is everything. Now, so the salvation helps us to know the character of God. How do I know God cannot lie? Look at salvation. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus, let me read verse 1, read verse 2. Please look at your Bible. Every scripture is meant to be read. Don't forget. Titus 1, let me read verse 1, you read verse 2 for me. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, according
of the and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Verse 2. Everybody want to go? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot. Verse 2 again. Everybody want to go? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. No, I check that word that cannot lie. It means God is disabled from lying. Yeah. Not the meaning of disabled. Like, he's disabled. God is powerless to lie. But one other word there is impotent. That he cannot. It's not that if he wants, he can. No. The ability to lie is not in God. And that is talking about our salvation. Say, in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot. Woo, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. God that cannot lie. It means somebody that is habitually saying the truth. Like, saying the truth is an habit. He just cannot lie. Please, don't forget, we are teaching the spiritual. So when I'm saying God cannot lie, be looking at that, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely did you me. Be looking at that. Hebrews chapter 6, are you there? Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 18. Hebrews 6, verse 18. Okay, let me read. I will read 17. You will read 18 for me. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability. That word means the unchangeability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Verse 18. Want to go? That's by what? Two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the help set before us. Just read verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Both what? Both what? Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can see it again. In which it was impossible for God to what? To lie. Hallelujah. And that is talking about salvation. Somebody shout glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Glory. Say about my salvation. God doesn't lie. He can't lie. So if God says you've got power, it means you have it. Why? He cannot lie. If God says you can heal the sick, yes, you can. Why? God cannot lie. No, I showed you last week. We went through the Old Testament. We saw Moses that God did not give Moses any special talisman. Did he? No. Do you know that rod of Moses is not from heaven? The rod is not the issue. He has been, it's just a shepherd's stick that he has been carrying up and down. You know, some people use that one and they say that, for you to be successful in ministry, you have to have a stick. They're not serious. Like, you understand? No, if you know the different realm that has rained, so at times, one will just rain for about 2-3 years, it will pack up again, and then will rain. Now, the time that holy water was raining, if anointing is not even raining now again, if you know when anointing really rained, You are going to work. You put one there, put one. You are going for interview. Pocket anointing oil. I know we have, and they will tell you that. Say we have fake. You have original. The Goya, it's not just Goya. You have to look for the real olive. They will now come and market. Say this one. We brought it from Jerusalem. JP. So about Moses, it's not about the rod. It's not about the staff. Don't forget, when Moses was doubting, what did God do? You just say, no, Moses, take this staff. Just take and go. Is that what happened? No. God kept reassuring him.
the same word he told him in chapter 3, he kept saying it until Moses received it. Say the word of God is enough. Say the word said, I can cast out demons. It means that right now, without fasting, I can cast out demons. Simple. It's just simple. No, we at times we look for complicated things. Like, ha! If you want this power, 7 batches of 7 days marathon to start with. You know, there was a day I was in one very big camp, and the man says, so some of you are just saying, you are just trying to be given word of knowledge like me. the way he laughs, you know that you are in trouble. Say, do you think it's like that? If you want to give the original, so to start with, let's do 40 days. Sir? First, do 40 days marathon. Uh-huh. In fact, there's only one time that they said, the same man said, if you want to see visions, that is easy. There are just 14 days fasting. I say, Jesus, see vision. Vision that I can simply say in the name of Jesus, see. And people see. And the man say, 14 days. Oh, that is why people are selling God's blessings. Because they thought they worked to get it. No, after I've gone to a mountain, I've been fighting with a time. You know, the last mountain I went to, termite did not allow me to rest. Like, I fought with termite all night. Prayed. Rain met you there. Sun met you there. Now come down. Someone will now say, give me food. They say, no! Go and sell your car. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Say, freely we have received, freely we give. Now, we're going to be closing. Now, so in incarnation, there's something I want you to see. Luke chapter 1. You know, before the angel came to Mary, the dead have been raised, sick has been healed, barren has been fruitful. But he now told Mary something that is so serious, that is different. Are you in Luke chapter 1, everybody? Okay, from verse 33. Say, Andy, and 33 is too. Oh, let me start from verse 30. In fact, from verse 26. And in the 6th month, please focus on this line of thought. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel sent from God unto a city named Nazareth. Please, eyes up, everybody. You know, personally, I don't believe that Mary was the only one that was ever sent to receive this word. Because what is special about Mary? Tell me, what is special about her? Are you telling me she's the only virgin, huh? No? Right? The prophecy in his name shall be called Wonderful, all those stuff. Did he mention Mary? Perhaps the angel has gone to somebody and now he said, no, go away. How can I have a child without an husband? That's fallacy. False doctrine. Go away. But see the script. Because God cannot force his will. See the credentials. See what God said. 27, to a virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when he saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Verse 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for how long? 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for... Sorry, is Jesus the one that is reigning in Israel right now? Huh? In Israel, Palestine right now, is it Jesus that was reigning, that is the king there, or president there? So what is this referring to? Say, shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Say with me, say, salvation has no expiry date. Say, salvation is the kingdom of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's go. Sorry, that's just a byword. And of his kingdom there shall be no what? Can you see it, verse 33? And of his kingdom there shall be no... Now, see verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Say, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? 35. Let's read from here together. Everybody want to go? And the angels answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son. 36. See 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with she who was called. 37. For with God nothing shall be. What was Mary's response? 38. And Mary said, behold the handmaid of thy Lord. Yes. Be it unto me. Hallelujah. Immediately she said, be it unto me according to your word. What did the angel do? She departed. Let me show you something from Amplified Version. See that verse 37. See, I have one version, ISV. ISV, that verse 7 is saying, nothing is impossible with respect to any of God's promises. He's saying, nothing is impossible with respect to any of God's promises. Let's see Amplified. If you have Amplified in your phone, you can open it with me. Luke chapter 1, 37. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God be without power or impossible of fulfillment. I read that again. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power. No word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. See, that's strong. He said, no word of God will be without power. And there is none of God's promises that lacks an inherent ability for fulfillment. That means the ability to carry out what God has said you should do is where? It's in the word. Oh, hallelujah. So, can you see that Mary did not wage, and that was all it took for the greatest miracle the resurrection is the greatest miracle. For, in fact, the miracle of miracles as far this time, incarnation, never happened before. And what did it take? Did Mary fast? No. Did she even pray? No. She may say what? I received the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. I receive your word. Hallelujah. I'm free. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 16. I'm closing. Mark 16. No fasting, no extra prayer, no vigil, yet it happened. Oh, Phaleros, take advantage of Sadatata, Rasavati, Maliusi, Mandisto, Govanti, Lo Saman, Roko, Vata. Say, I will walk in all that God has said of me. Say, I will walk in all God has said of me. Mark 16. Oh, from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17. Can we take verse 17 together? Everybody want to go? And these signs shall follow them that believe. Yes, in my name. Again, verse 17. Everybody, I want you to read it. Read it. These signs shall follow them that believe. Yes, in my name. Again, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believed. Yes. Verse 17 again, and these signs shall follow. Ooh. Say, I believe. Yeah, in my name they shall what? Yes, they shall speak with. Hallelujah. Verse 18, and they shall take up serpents, and he shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick. Let me read 19. You read verse 20 for me. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up unto heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 20, everybody, want to go? And they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord walking with them and confirming. Hallelujah. That's strong. Say, and they went forth everywhere. Everywhere. Say, there is nowhere that I am banned from. Say, there is nowhere I am banned from. Say, the power to walk in me walks everywhere. Walks everywhere. Walks on every situation. Walks on every circumstances. Say, with me, there is no impossibilities. This is the word of God. I believe it. I do it. I am a doer of the word. I am a word practitioner. I practice the word. This is my reality. I walk in it without apology. Be on your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, vananano, satatatatatatanano, sepananano, kaleros, saketo, makatalama, sapike, lohostaga patatas, malembrota, malos, toga palamos, maleros, taketo, bimandantos, imaranda, malebrota, malamos, palabrota, malamos, sal. Thank you, Lord Jesus, zero matos. I trust the word of God. Oh, I trust the word of God. I trust your word. 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 Oh, tamana no zimpolite tolaro simpala sota kantalosh. I trust the word of God. I try na ma osi pa katilo ma se pa katilo ma kendinto pa ilaso piash. Keep praying. Keep praying. Jesus Christ. Keep praying. It's as simple as trusting God. 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 Doing the deeds of power. It's as simple as trusting God. 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 Oh, I trust the word of God to bring forth fruit in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sakarinto vola kapolo soga palo shete likasto kapile kisto gebinta kolasta gepali rosta gepali moshete ketau. It's as simple as trusting God. As trusting God. As trusting God. It's as simple as trusting God. Oh, malaka zova tando la zova la bala bala mosa mala brosta ketale osha. It's as simple as trusting God. It's as simple as trusting God. Oh. Oh. It's as simple as trusting God. It's as simple as trusting God. Manio sipo. Romano zimpo tatos. Next. Sir? To be a light. Ah, you are still talking about the gospel now. Yes? More? In the light of what we are discussing? In the light of what we are discussing? Give me stuff, now, Brother Joshua. Are you the devil? You are backing me. Eh? I will blow you. Sister, give me one. Thank you, ma. You're the only born again person here. Don't forget, I know you're all right. Eh? You know I'm talking in the light of power. So I'm expecting that when I see a sick, what do? I'm meant to heal. It must sink into you that you are God's doctor spread around town. Eh? When you see an oppressed, what do? You communicate the power of God. When you see a man possessed, you relieve him of the demon. Remember Sunday, right? Is it Sunday or last week? Huh? And we described about power and authority. You remember? This Sunday, it was on Sunday, right? Yeah. How do you do it? You simply say what? Don't forget, you don't only have authority, you also have what? You have power. That means you have the legal backing, and you also have, what do we call that one? The lights, you have the area boys, you have the military power, you have the artillery. That means if you tell a sickness to go by authority, if you say I'm not going, you have the right to take it out. That is power. So he gave you both dynamis and exousia. I said I gave you, and we have seen. How do we receive this? We simply trust God. You see, that's all. Let's say, God, I trust you. You have said it. So in your office, don't be quick to send people to the sick bay. Don't be quick. No, you have something. Peter says, silver and gold, you may not see with me right now. Say, but such that I have. Hiya. That's confidence. Why? Jesus already told him, freely you have received. So he knew that although he doubted Jesus, he lied, he did everything, Jesus told him that undeservedly you have received in the first place. Hallelujah. So there will not be power failure because of what? Because of his deeds. Why? In the first place, how did God give? You know, he's undeserved. And also, and very importantly, when you see a man that is not filled with the Holy Ghost, just know that it's your duty. I've not started this one here. Where I came from, it's not only it's this one, my own is more than house to house evangelism. My mechanic that comes to fix my car, got him filled. One Muslim usually drive my wife up and down, and before she started driving, no point. Go down on field. See one small boy was doing, came to do my generator. Come. Have you finished it? Come, I have something to give you. Are you a Christian? No. Come. First, quickly preach the gospel. Get in field. Like, I just want to do it. I am so quick to say, you know, in fact, at work. See, I've got something to give. Wait for a perfect time. Yes, maybe today you fast because it's service. So maybe today you now feel you have power. The day you just finish eating big amala, black amala, just remember, freely have you received, undeservedly have you received. I love Bishop Oyedepo. Say one day, like they brought a mad person to him, they brought one situation to him and he was eating. And immediately the woman just saw Papa eating. He said, Papa, you are eating. Well, what will happen now? He said, but you say, I know Bishop can be very bold and well. Say, what? I should not eat again because you have a problem? Come on, bring the person here in the name of Jesus. Go down and eat, and he continue his food. Hallelujah. That's confidence. That's assurance. They bring him here. Major Moyoda was in a country and they came to him and said, "Ah, sir, there's a lady that is very possessed. In fact, the way she's possessed, in fact, you will almost be seeing the demon." Say, "This pastor has prayed, nothing. I mean, this one has prayed. This one, they are already trying to discourage him. Say, this one has prayed. So, sir, I say, we came to you so that we can fix an appointment so that you can go and prepare." Then you say, "Prepare for what?" Say, "Where is the girl? Bring her. You just shift in the name of Jesus. That's all." No, they came looking for a post-dated check for miracle. Say, "When you post-dated check, say, just leave her. Just go in the name of Jesus." That's what it takes. Say, "I trust God." I just want to pray for somebody. Hold somebody again. Just pray for 5 minutes. We are trusting God in these 2 hands. That's how I love when you hold ourselves. 2 hands. Say, "I trust God indeed." Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You can have your seat. Oh. All that God has said you can do, it's as simple as you trusting Him. It's just trust. Just trust. Amen. It's trust, amen. It's trust. Because it's called a finished work. Amen. It's a finished work. It's done. We are simply to walk in it. I say, "Lord, I trust you." Say, "I trust you, Lord." Say, "I trust you, Lord." I'm intentionally just trying to make this thing very simple, plain, open, like not clear, nothing. It's as simple as just to trust. Don't worry, with time, we look at all these stuffs of power, Ephesians 1:19, Ephesians 3, Ephesians 6, we look at everything. But just know that it's not about the plenty knowledge, eh? It's about what? Trust. So, in fact, the reason I should go into Ephesians 3, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 6 to just show you everything more is just to, perhaps, just, don't worry, it's just to perhaps help the people that is, somebody that is doubting. Amen? What did Mary hear to receive all the greatest that ever happened in her time? She just said, "Yes, Lord." Oh. Just say yes. You know, it's not that it's because Jesus is son of God that is coming. That's why it was easy. No. Mary received this. The power was in the word, in the prophecy of Isaiah. Say, "No word of God is void of power." So that means when the prophet said the word in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, the power was already available. What the power was waiting for is somebody that would receive. Somebody that will simply receive. Amen? So don't forget your responsibility towards the word. You preach the gospel. You heal the sick. You cleanse the lepers. Don't say, "I can't," for truly in Christ you can. Don't say, "I can't," for truly in Christ you can. Say, "I can, and I will do all the works of Christ." You know, in this church, thank you for what you just did on Sunday. We don't, anybody that comes there on Sunday, we don't, even if it's midweek, we don't ask them that, you speak in tongues, say, "No, oh, okay, don't worry, when you come back next." It must not happen here. Brother Joshua, are you hearing me? It must not happen here. Or else, why are we down here? And thank God on Sundays, somebody was there, got born again, got filled there on the spot. And that person, there's another person that was there too, got filled too on the spot. So you must not post date it. Amen. Brother Joshua, are you hearing me? Maybe if I'm here next week or if I'm not here, you must not post date it. Oh, sir, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? With this evidence of speaking in tongues? Say no. Ah, just take him somewhere. That was the priority for that time. Just take them to the back. Communicate power. But there's something in your hands. For Jesus put it there. Jesus put it there. Say, "Jesus put it there." Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yeah, thanks.